The locker room pep talks are over, the players and coaches are ready, and the fans are fired up. It's time for high school basketball on your local sports authority, CARE Radio 93.7. Find us online at mscsports.net. Stay tuned for the Highland Community College pregame show and your starting lineups, brought to you by Taco John's.
Start your day with Taco John's breakfast, scrambler breakfast burritos, spicy chorizo breakfast burritos, potato ole scrambler, Mexican donut bites, cold brew coffee, and more. And wake up Wednesday mornings for meat and potato burritos, just $1.99. All that at Taco John's in Atchison. Bigger, bolder, better.
What do you say about a bank that's been in business for 165 years? That it's strong, stable, and secure. It's a bank that stays ahead of the times, offering the latest in technology, products, and services. It has a great staff, offering the best of the best in customer service. If you're looking for that kind of bank, come see the staff at Exchange Bank and Trust.
Exchange Bank and Trust. Community-minded, that's my bank.
Welcome back to Oskaloosa. Hello again, everybody, with Joseph, producing and engineering back at the CARE Radio Sports Studio. Tom Calcifi here as we get set for game number two of Friday night pool play here in the Oskaloosa Boys Invitational. Opening game tonight went to Valley Falls as they knocked off Rossville. And here in the second game, it'll be Jefferson County North, Oskaloosa. Public address announcer introducing the starters for this game. They didn't for the first one, so if you don't mind, let me share them with you. First of all, for Oskaloosa, head coach Jeremy Rockhold. They're going to be starting freshman Trenton Van Houten, Court Perry, Coy Perry, A.J. Kreutzer, and Hunter Boyd. And I tell you what, we're going to take a break. I'm going to come back with the rest of the starters and the tip right after this.
Dr. Sean McCool and Dr. Christine McCool at Cedar Ridge Veterinary Clinic have over 20 years' experience handling both emergency and routine care for your animals, large and small. Specializing in small animal knee surgery, reproduction, and orthopedic and soft tissue surgery. For more information, visit their website at cedarridgeveterinaryclinic.com or call them at 913-367-3600. Cedar Ridge Vet, customizing care to meet the needs of you and your pet.
Atchison Auto Parts is your independent Napa dealer, locally owned and operated. Stop by and see faces you recognize that have been in the business for over 50 years combined. They are all car guys who care about getting you the right part for your passenger vehicle or heavy-duty parts for the big trucks. They carry a line of diesel engine parts, including turbos, injection pumps, and injectors for Duramax, Cummins, and Powerstroke engines. Atchison Auto Parts, 424 Woodlawn Avenue in Atchison.
The voice of the Benedictine Ravens and your local high school sports. Hot Country 93.7.
Have you met your local Farmers Insurance agent, Sandra Trumpeter? She proudly serves Atchison County families and businesses and is ready to review your existing policies or provide a no-obligation quote today. Call Sandra Trumpeter Agency at 913-367-3232 or stop in today at 312 Commercial to get smart about your insurance. Again, that's Sandra Trumpeter Agency at 913-367-3232.
367-3232. We are Farmers. Bum, ba, bum, 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 bum.
Welcome back. Here we go. The starters for Jefferson County North. Caleb Worthington and Carson McAfee. Grady Knoll, Carson Worthington, Ryan Feldkamp. Set to go and hope you enjoy it as we get underway, and it is going to be Oskaloosa basketball there on offense. Have it around to the left side. Oskaloosa comes out on top. That's going to be Cord Perry. Cord will swing it over to the right side. No room there. Comes off on top. The three up and a little wide to the left side. And it's going to go out of bounds. It will come back to JCN. The Chargers, as I mentioned earlier, tonight wearing the home whites with Kelly Green for Oskaloosa. You couldn't go wrong calling it a Kentucky blue with white. Good-looking uniform. Half a minute into the game, the pass inside to McAfee in a collision, and we're going to have a foul on Oskaloosa. We will, and the whistle is going to be against Coy Perry. So we've got both Cord Perry and Coy Perry out on the floor. Cord the senior, Coy the sophomore. Shot goes up for Jeff North. It's no good. Rebound to go back down. It's going to be Caleb. Now Worthington goes to the floor and bangs his head really hard. He reaches up and grabs it, and I think he's a little stunned, a little dazed out there, and we stop a play. This guy got hurt. He was kind of down on all fours going for the ball, and a player kind of came up from behind and kind of got a hand on his back, and he just did a header right into the floor. And Jeff is out there just kind of walking him off the floor. And I'm going to be candid. He's a little dazed right now. He's nodding his head, and Jeff is talking to him. And Jeff Hale, the trainer and assistant coach here for JC, they're going to take good care of him and give Caleb a looking at. But that was loud when his forehead made contact with the floor here. Jefferson County North will put it in play, and they're going to go to the bench as Pollard in there. Here's a three put on its way and missing for JCN. Lawrence Pollard, the first sub in within the first minute of the game. And now we're going to have a foul off the basketball, and that's going to be on Grady. So Grady Noel will have his first foul of the game. We are still scoreless here and over a minute in, kind of like our first game was. Took a little bit for the scoring to commence. Here's a quick three, airborne, nope. Rebounding it down, it's going to be Feldkamp. Ryan up the floor, dishes it over to the left side. McAfee comes back out on top. And now the cross-court pass is stolen, and there's nobody over there. Grady's going to get over there and pick this thing back up. Up the court it comes, and right side, Feldkamp. JCN on offense, 6.5 to go in a scoreless opening quarter. Top side with it is going to be Carson Worthington. Back over to the left to Grady Noel. Grady is sophomore. Here's a three on his way. Not going to happen. Rebound pulled out by Oskaloosa and Cord Perry. Here come the Bears. 6:15 to go in the opening quarter. And Oskaloosa head coach Jeremy Rockhold is on his feet. He's out near the scorer's table telling his team, okay, run that offense. Slow down. Be patient. Here's a leaning in shot from underneath. Off the rim two times. Won't go down. And a rebound cleared by Jeff North. Here's Carson Worthington. Out of the court, you've got Carson Worthington, and you've got Carson McAfee, who's got the ball now out on top. 5:55 to go, opening quarter. Each team still looking for a point. Between the circles it comes. That's going to be Worthington. His pass knocked away. Here it comes down the other side of the floor. A little collision, and the shot won't go in. And they're going to call no foul on that. Kind of remarkable. The feed comes back out on top. Oskaloosa maintains possession. This running shot is up no good, and now we'll get a foul call from the far side. Fish are coming over this direction, and we're going to see that it's on Carson back. It'll be Carson's first personal foul. We're down to 5.5 to go in the opening quarter. Still no points on the board in this one. Kind of remarkable in the lack of scoring. Let's have to say, wow, that game scored a ton. Well, right now, I think that we're startled by how little has happened offensively. Here's a feed to the free throw line. They rotate it back off on top. Now off the block, no room there. The three from the left baseline, way short. Rebound on the floor. It's going to be tapped out by Grady, picked up by Carson. The drive to the right by Feldkamp, trapped at the baseline. Hook pass comes out on top. Worthington in the corner. Carson Worthington back out to Grady Noel. To Worthington. Long cross court, McAfee. Steps down to the baseline, puts up a little runner. It's too soft. Rebound to go back down. It's Trenton Van Houten. Here comes Oskaloosa. Van Houten, coast to coast, can't hit it. And rebound is going to be lost out of play. Is there a foul on the way out of bounds? We got a official coming over here saying yes. The foul is going to be on Oskaloosa, and Cord Perry will have his first. Incredible. 4:45 to play in the opening quarter. No points. We've got Jefferson County North and Oskaloosa still looking to put something on the board. Over to the right side, Carson. Feeds underneath Ryan. There it is. It's up and in. You can see that was going to be an easy shot. Well set up. I'm giving an assist to Carson Worthington, and the bucket will be a plus one for Ryan Feldkamp. First foul of the game for Oskaloosa's Hunter Boyd, and the free throw is up and good. So JCN with a 3-0 lead, scoring their first point at 4:23 to go in the first quarter. Baseline shot up, no good. Here comes McAfee. Two defenders right on his heels. One reaches in, tries to knock the ball away. You can do that if you're even with, or even if you're in front of the player you're defending. But if you're behind him and you're trying to reach up and trying to get around him, probably not going to work very well, and it did not that time, as that's going to be the second foul on Cord Perry. Here comes Jeff Norris. We are midpoint of a opening quarter that has not seen a ton of offense. It's 3-0 JCN. Lawrence Pollard back over to the left side. The three is on its way. Won't go in for Noel. And a rebound back down to Oskaloosa. Over to the left side. The quick outlet pass stolen back by Pollard. Here comes Worthington. Up the court, McAfee. Feeds in the middle. Worthington gets fouled. He's going to have two free throws. End of the contest now for JCN. We are going to see the first appearance today of Calvin Manville. That, by the way, if you're keeping a scorebook at home, is foul number two on Oskaloosa's Hunter Boyd. The first free throw is good. And Carson Worthington will have his first point of the game. 3:50 to go in the opening quarter. JCN leading at 4, and now 5-0. Speaking of 5, 5 team fouls by Oskaloosa. Charges have committed 2. 3:45 and rolling along. The ball inbounds and now into the forecourt. Oskaloosa, Van Houten, left side, puts a shot on its way. Will not quite roll in. I mean, it was just that close. Just dangling on the rim. JCN saves it up the court. Worthington at the free throw line. Back over to the left is going to go. Here's a long three. Wow, what a job thrown in by Calvin Manville. Calvin for three. And it is now 8-0, Jeff North. 3:22 to go to the first. And kind of similar to the game that we had a short time ago with Valley Falls, as Valley Falls got in front 7-0 in their game with Rossville. Here come the Bears with 3:20 to go in the first. Now the ball is batted away, and we're going to have a Jeff North foul. The whistle on Grady. Grady Nolan's got a second foul. 3:16 to play in the first. The inbound pass knocked away. McAfee has it, lost it, picks it back up again, gets grabbed, gets tripped, keeps his balance anyway. Two Oskaloosa players were on the floor. McAfee was still coming up court with it. They're going to give the foul to... Is that going to be on Gunner? Yeah, Gunner Rockhold is in the game now for Oskaloosa, and he will pick up his first personal, and that's already a half a dozen team fouls of the Bears. We are apt to see an awful lot of free throws here. Long cross-court pass, nearly lost, but spectacular save, and then they're going to call the travel. Carson Worthington made a great effort to corral a ball on a very, very high pass, kind of walked the tightrope along the sideline, looked like maybe he was going to rescue it and his team stay in possession, but he gets called for a travel. A backup with it will come Oskaloosa at 2:55 and winding along here in the opening quarter. The ball trapped in the corner, and as Gunnar Rockle tries to kick it out on top, JCN will reject that pass out of bounds. Jeff North has got Cole Burke in the game now. Here's a 3-point shot right on line, but short. JCN with the rebound here. Worthington goes down the left side. Just has his pocket picked by A.J. Kreutzer. A.J. left side dishes into the deep edge. 2.5 minutes to play in the opening quarter. Oskaloosa still shut out in this game. Now they go left, top side, baseline three, no! And rebounding it down, Jeff North. Calvin Manville comes up with it. Gets it to Feldkamp, back to Calvin. Ryan will launch a three and hit it. Ryan Feldkamp with a half a dozen leads all scorers. That pushes it to an 11-0 lead. We have 2 minutes to go. And now Belkamp, the steal, the shot, doesn't hit it. Rebound, and a baseball pass to the other end. It's on the floor once, and an uncontested layup is missed. Rebound, Oskaloosa. There's their first bucket. How about that? The points for Oskaloosa scored by Trace Kessinger, and we've got a bear timeout. Joseph, we need a breather. We're down to a minute 50 to go in the opening quarter. Jefferson County North, 11. Oskaloosa, 2.
From early dinners with the family to post-game celebrations with the team, Atchison Dairy Queen Grill and Chill Burgers are the choice to fill your tank. Try the grill burgers and cheeseburgers as a combo with fries and a drink, or alone to savor the flavor. DQ Grill Burgers make happy taste good. Atchison Dairy Queen Grill and Chill at 10th and Skyway in Atchison.
With a minute 50 to go in the opening quarter, and Jamestown leading it 11-2. The first points of the game for Oskaloosa scored right there with a minute 50 to play in the opening quarter. Jamestown didn't score too fast themselves. 4:23 left in the quarter when they got their first points. We were scoreless for almost the first four minutes of the game. Here come the Chargers, and McAfee will bring it up the court. They'll go underneath the turnaround shot. Two more for Ryan Belkamp. So Ryan's starting off fast. He's got 8. Passed over to the left side. It's going to be slapped out of bounds, and McAfee leaps into the crowd. Everybody okay? So is he, and we're back to play. Minute 25 left in the first. Oskaloosa putting in a play at their offensive end. Top side with the ball for the Bears, Van Houten. Here's a 3. Looks good, but just a little long, and on the rebound, it's going to be slapped away. It's knocked out of bounds off Ryan Belkamp. Back it will come to Oskaloosa at their offensive baseline, and just to the left side of the rim. The official's going to hand him the ball, and going to come in there. Rockhold will bring it in. They'll bring it up top side. Kreutzer. And now, here's the McAfee steal. He'll drive. Goes up. Got it! Carson McAfee's first point. It is 15 with that bucket to 2. And we're in the last minute. 3-point shot on the other end. Nice! Trenton Van Houten, the freshman, way outside. Here's a McAfee 3. Hits the rim twice, doesn't go in. Rebound Belkamp, crosses over, gets fouled. A couple of free throws coming up here for Ryan. Trenton Van Houten. That was a long 3-point shot. His first point to the game, 5th point for Oskaloosa. They're back to within 10. And Ryan Belkamp's first free throw is no good. Ryan is now 1-for-2 with the line. He did his first shot way back early as he completed a conventional 3-point play. His second shot is good. So Belkamp will hit them both, and he will come out for the last half a minute of the opening quarter. Oskaloosa putting it in play. Dronkold brings it in to Van Houten, to Perry, back to Van Houten. They got plenty of time to set the offense and run this a little bit. Now dump it to the left side, cross-court pass, the 3, nope, and a rebound, and are we going over the back here? Official comes up, and it is not what I expected at all. I thought they were going to call it over the top, and somehow from the inside, they're calling a foul on JCN and Calvin Manville. So for Calvin, it'll be his first. 13 seconds, 12. Jeff North has the basketball, looks inside. Pizza Lawrence from 15. No. Rebound. Oskaloosa. 4 seconds. 3. Up the court they come. They need a sense of urgency. Here's a 3 on top the window. No good. We've come to the end of the opening quarter. Wasn't real pretty. Wasn't high scoring. But and certainly has put a double-digit lead in the pocket of Jeff North. We're coming back for the second quarter of tonight's second game. Jeff North, 16, Oskaloosa 5.
There's nothing like a fresh new calendar year to get you thinking about goals and ideas. Hi, this is Chrissy Lumen of Union State Bank of Atchison, here to remind you, you can bring your ideas into any of our branches. Let's sit down and talk about what matters most to you as a new year arrives. From home loans to improvement projects or business expansions and ag loans, we are here for every new idea and adventure. Learn more at mybankusb.com, NMLS 654946, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Hey, well, there's a really excellent crowd on hand here at this Boys Invitational Tournament at Oskaloosa. Welcome back, everybody. Joseph in the studio. Tom Counts with you here. Jeff, the County North, taking the time out. We come back out in the end of the quarter, rather, and officials down there checking with everybody. I think they're just really kind of concerned about how Caleb Worthington is doing. He's down on the bench. Coach is talking to him now, and he seems okay, but I think, I mean, keeping caution, you know, is at foremost. We're probably going to see how he goes here. Chase Dean will have it to begin the second quarter. Down to the baseline, McAfee's one-handed runner's up, no good. Rebound tipped again and pulled down by Oskaloosa. Coming up with the basketball is going to be Kreutzer, and he'll bring it up the floor. Not typically what A.J. does, but he does an okay job of it. And then as he gets inside the free throw line, he puts up a running 12-footer that is wide to the right side. Caught will fly by McAfee, and J.C. is coming back the other way. Grady Noel left side, back out of top. McAfee back over to Grady, launching the three that hits the back of the rim, and a long rebound tipped out on top. And we're going to have a foul as players chase that loose basketball. This is going to meander over here to the scorer's table. Took him a bit. The foul is going to be whistled against Grady Noel. And Grady's in a little trouble. That is three on the Jefferson County North player. Grady, the sophomore, going to have to check out. And back in comes Calvin Manville. So you got Calvin Manville is out there, Carson McAfee on the floor. You've also got Carson Worthington out there. Got Cole Burke and Ryan Velkamp rounds out the Jeff North 5. 7-11 to go in the half. Three-point shot from Oskaloosa. Too strong, but an offensive rebound cleared down by Hunter Boyd. Boyd with the basketball, and back out top side they come. Oskaloosa is really patient, and now the cross-court pass stolen. Brilliant play by Cole Burke. He gets it to Worthington. Feeds in the middle. Belcamp. Two more for Ryan. 11 points, Ryan Feldkamp. Still a long way to go in this one. 6:30 to go. Got a secret. Oh, there was a big collision and great defense down there for Jefferson County North and Calvin Manville. He was playing close on his opponent, and when he got the ball, he saw Calvin, and it was kind of that moment of indecision. You know how it goes, and never good. He didn't get the ball on the floor quickly enough and turns it over with the travel. Now the shot in the middle by Feldkamp won't go in. Yeah. I'll tell you about my secret as the game wears on here tonight. It's like, you know, you got the no-hitter going. You don't want to hex it. It's kind of the same sort of a thing, but we'll cross that bridge as the evening wears on. Up court play, and we have a foul on Oskaloosa. This is on Gunnar Rockwell. It'll be his second. 6:12 to go in the opening half. 18-5. Not exactly an offensive Donnybrook here. Carson Worthington has 2 points. They were at the free throw line in the opening quarter. He was 2 of 2, and he hits this one. And now he's 3 of 3. One more up, and that one will hit the back and bounce out. Feldkamp is going to recover it. Go up from 13, gets the bucket, and one. So Ryan Feldkamp, that is now 13 points. And one more free throw. Ryan, a long, hard look at it. The right-handed shot rolls in. Ryan Feldkamp. 6:05 to play here in the first half. And, oh, that was a nice job of coming up the floor with the ball and a nice driving layup on the other end. AJ Kreutzer with the finish. 21-7. Should be 22. 22-7. Here's a shot from the outside. No. Rebound. Back up with the book on Oskaloosa. They'll swing down the left side. 5:40 to go in the half. Cutting into the lane. The shot blocked. And Belkamp is going to be called for the foul. Ryan Belkamp was in the middle, and he just kind of reached across, and the big guy got the rejection, but picks up his first foul in the process. It'll be team foul six for JCN, team foul seven for JCN. And at the free throw line for Oskaloosa, it's going to be Coy Perry. First shot does not go in. One more shot here for the sophomore for Oskaloosa. Still 22-7, Jeff North. This one up, yes. 22-8, Coy Perry's first point of the evening. JCN, and that's Calvin Manville coming up the court. Calvin's taller than you think. He is tall and lanky. Takes those long strides. Now the JCN pass is going to be turned over, and Oskaloosa back up court. Still knocked away by McAfee, and it's going to go out of bounds. That was super hustle by Carson McAfee. Just going to reach out and slap that ball away for a minute. But it gets out of bounds. Back into the game for JCN is going to be Lawrence Pollard. And these coaches, I think, just want to circle the wagons a little bit. Oskaloosa's taking a timeout, Joseph. I think we've earned one at this juncture. What do you think? 5:19 to go in the half here in Oskaloosa, Kansas. Jeff North, 22, Oskaloosa, 8.
Since 1972, Acheson Construction has been serving Northeast Kansas and Northwest Missouri with quality service, exceptional craftsmanship, and a passion for customer satisfaction. They offer a wide range of services, from the foundation to the roof of the structure. Contact Andrew to make a plan to get your project completed. Acheson Construction, a company you know and trust.
Coming back to Oskaloosa here at the Boys Invitational Tournament. The Bears, a host team, playing against Jeff North in this one. And they have the ball in play coming out of the timeout. Up on top, an open three. Drained! Nicely done by the freshman. It's the second three of the game by Van Houten. And now, counting the basket, we've got a technical call. And man, I'm doing scorebook, and I missed exactly what happened. And the official's walking over, having a word with the coach. And the free throw is up and no good. One more shot coming up here. Carson couldn't get that first one to go in. Second one, it does. So Carson McAfee will hit one of the tee shots. It is 23-11. And it will be Jefferson County North basketball. We go inside, 5 minutes of play in the half. 23-11, Chargers pass deep into the left quarter. Nearly lost. McAfee, great hustle to rescue that ball. Comes out on top to Worthington. Into the lane, back over to the right side. Manville three, nope. And we got to travel. So the process of squaring up for that shot, we have a travel in the corner by Jeff North, and back up will come Oski. 4:44 to go in the half. Up court pass, knocked away, and stolen by Ryan Feldkamp. Ran up the floor, right-hand dribble. Now he swings it over to the left, dishes it off on top. Carson Worthington. Cross-court underneath it goes to Feldkamp. Bounce pass comes out. It's on the wing, handled there by Calvin Manville. And on the top, the three misses. A.K. Kreutzer rebounding it down, and here come the Bears. 4:20 to go in the first half. Pass over to the right side, starting into the lane. The ball batted away. It's loose on the floor. It's going to be saved. Top side, three-point shot up, no good. Offensive rebound. Now it's going to be taken away by JCN. Knocked away again by Oskaloosa. And wild play. And a driving layup is up and good for Oskaloosa and A.J. Kreutzer. He's got four. And that is enough to make Coach Kramer rather dissatisfied. She's taking a timeout. She's going to be asking her team what's going on. But we're going to let her. We're taking a timeout of our own. 4:02 to go. Halfway through the second quarter. Jeff Dorn, 23. Oskaloosa, 13.
Benjamin Franklin once wrote about investing. An investment in knowledge pays the best interest. At Cottle Financial Group, we are committed to giving you the information you'll need to navigate the world of investments. Let us answer your most pressing questions about the markets. Whether you need a second opinion on your portfolio or you have a rollover you need help with, give us a call to learn more at 367-2700, 367-2700. Registered representative of and securities offered through Berthel Fisher & Company Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC.
.23-13, Jeff North. They have led by as many as 15 so far tonight, up currently, obviously, by 10. Welcome back, everybody. For the Chargers, as we put in play from deep in the backcourt, inbounding it will be Carson McAfee. He brings it into Calvin, and back it'll come to McAfee, who comes up the floor with a basketball. And we're going to see how exclusive for the first time tonight slip out of the player defense and into a 2-3 zone. Let's see how that works. They're going to try to keep it away from Feldkamp. Doesn't work. He gets the ball, puts a shot up, missed it, follows it up, though, and hits two more. Ryan Feldkamp with 16. It's 25-13. Decimal point lead now for the Chargers. Jefferson County North back quickly on defense. Chasing into home whites. Oskaloosa probably never gets to wear these blue uniforms in this gym. So for them, it's got to be kind of a little different look. 3:20 to go in the half. Oskaloosa does a nice job moving the ball around, and now it's going to be knocked away and out of bounds, coming back into the Bears with 3:18 to go. Up court with it, Oskaloosa, Coy Perry to Gunnar Rockle, to Coy. Step and a half above the top of the key. Thought about the three. I mean, he thought about it hard, then didn't do it. Now here's a baseline three from the left side. That's an air ball, and on the look for the rebound, a J.C. and Fallon just into the ballgame. And, I mean, coming out of that timeout moments ago is going to be Connor Kearns. Connor's a sophomore, and he picks up that foul. Team foul eight means there are free throws taken, and Trenton Van Houten will hit the first and earn a second. It is up, and we'll be short. Calvin rebounds it down. Here comes Jeff North. 25-14 JCN. Inside 3 minutes to go in the half now. McAfee has it up on top. Carson McAfee with 3 points in the game. He's got it. It's a free throw line to Lawrence. Pollard over to Manville. Skips it back out of top. McAfee. Over to the left side it goes to Kearns. Now the feed in the middle. The shot goes up. No. Feldkamp follows it home. Ryan Feldkamp now is 18. Is that right? 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 18 points. Here's the deal. I'm going to let the cat out of the bag, if you don't mind. I mentioned that I had a bit of a secret. Well, coming into the game tonight, Ryan Feldkamp 20 points away from 1,000. So he is the next basket will be 1,000 points. Astley and chasing in. And a double dribble of court for the Chargers. 2 minutes and 4 seconds to go in the opening half. Kind of like for tomorrow, we'll be watching Natalie Samarin. She will probably reach her 1,000 career point number. And we get a foul by Jeff North of court. For the Chargers, it is the second foul for Calvin Manville. And we're inside 2 minutes to go. Back in for Jeff North. Cole Burke coming in, and also back into the game will come the senior Carson Worthington. Caleb's still sitting down to the end of the bench. Seems fine, but I think they're just going to let him kind of chill down there for a little bit. Free throws up. No good. Rebound to go down. It's going to be JCN. Say what, we're having some kind of fun here tonight in Oskaloosa, Kansas on KAIR-FM, Horton Atchison. Here comes Oskaloosa off a charger miss. And a minute 40 to go in the half. Jeff North leading it by 13. They have led by as many as 15 this evening. Oskaloosa with it up top side. It's going to be Gunner Rock over the ball, dumps it over to Van Houten, and as the freshman goes up, they will say the foul occurs prior to the shot. It's going to be a blocking foul on JCN, and quickly a second foul on the sophomore Connor Kearns. 27-14, and back to the free throw line we go. This game slows down. All these fouls, and that's a free throw up and good by Van Houten. He's hit a couple of threes, and now he's hit a couple of free throws. Two out of three at the line tonight. 8 points. Minute 27 to go in the half. Second free throw. Got them both. 27-16. Charger lead trimmed to 11. Coming up the floor, just falling. Carson Worthington, he gets back up. I think he's okay. And now let's see what's going on as the official comes over to score his table. We got a foul, and I didn't see people in the vicinity that he was pointing at. It's on Oskaloosa's Gunner Rockhold. Gunner, foul number three, and Jeff North at the line. Cole Burke will step up here. Cole Burke at the free throw line. Got it. That's Cole's first point. He is the fifth JCN player to score tonight. Into the lineup for Oskaloosa. Now we're going to see a sophomore, Josh Rowe, come in. A.J. Kreutzer and Rowe are down to the baseline. You've got Van Houten out there. You've also got Cannon Kramer. The second free throw is no good. And rounding it up for Oskaloosa, Coy Perry. Coy down the floor. In, up. Nope, but a foul and more free throws being taken. And this foul is going to be on Carson McAfee, his second. Minute 11 to go in the half. First free throw, nicely done. So, Coy Perry has his third point. And I mentioned the Perry brothers. Hard names to say and difficult even to a greater degree when they're both out of the court. Cord and Coy. Second free throw by Coy is in there. 27-18. And we're a minute left in the half. Jeff North. Oh, there's a three. Look at that. Knocking it down. Connor Kern. Nice job by the sophomore. 30-18. Oskaloosa. Baseball pass stolen by Ryan Feldkamp. Here comes Ryan up the court. Remember, he's at 998 points now in his career. 40 seconds, 39 seconds. Got dish over to the right side. Manville back over to the left. It's going to be Kearns. The lob underneath and pushed. Is he going to come to the free throw line? No. They're going to say he came up with the push, and they're going to call a foul on Ryan. So I thought Ryan Duncan was going to get a, you know, kind of a classic nice inlet pass layup, and now we got to travel on the other end. JCN with 25 seconds to go in the half. Once more in from the backcourt. These officials are working hard tonight. We've heard a lot of whistles. Both teams in the double bonus. JCN topside. They're going to go for last shot. 16, 15 seconds left in the half. Carson Worthington holds it up near center circle. Left side to Kearns. Worthington, the pull-up for a three, misses, rebound, Feldkamp, baseline, turnaround, shot, short, rebounded down, and the shot will not count. It's halftime in Oskaloosa. We'll be back to summarize the opening half for you. Your score at the break, Jeff North, 30, Oskaloosa 18.
It's time for the Amberwell Health Halftime Show on your local sports authority, Care Radio 93.7. Stay tuned. Your first half recap is coming up right after this.
Amberwell Health grew right here in Northeast Kansas when Atchison Hospital rebranded with a vision to connect their communities and their care. That vision continues with Hiawatha Community Hospital joining the Amberwell family as Amberwell Hiawatha. Amberwell Health now includes two complete care locations, Amberwell Atchison and Amberwell Hiawatha, and five clinic locations in Atchison, Horton, Highland, Leavenworth, and Troy. Together, Amberwell continues to serve their communities and their patients, combining knowledge, resources, and a dedication to provide clinical excellence and compassionate care.
Atchison Animal Clinic knows the importance of reliable access to quality veterinary health care. For that reason, we are proud to offer same-day appointments and 24-hour, 7-day-a-week emergency services. Our entire staff is dedicated to being ready and available when you need us. Atchison Animal Clinic, where service, satisfaction, and animal health meet.
Recapping the opening half scoring of tonight's second game, Oskaloosa led by Trenton Van Houten. The freshman having a great opening half with 9 points. Kreutzer had 4. Coy Perry had 3 and 2 for Kessinger. For Jeff North, I've got Ryan Feldkamp with 18 first half points. It drops dramatically then. 3 apiece, Carson McAfee, Carson Worthington, Calvin Manville, and Connor Kearns, with Cole Burke knocking in 1. Stick around, second half coming up live here on Care Radio. But right now, we're going to take a little bit of a respite. What do you think? We'll be back to bring you the second half. But with that intermission score, Jeff North 30, Oskaloosa 18. It's back to the Care Radio Sports Studio. Hold on to your hats. It's Joseph bringing you halftime.
Dealing with electrical problems can be dangerous and expensive if you're not sure of what you're doing. Call the electrical professionals at Gerber Electric at 913-367-2731 and let them handle it. They provide commercial, residential, and industrial service and can be reached 24 hours a day in case of an emergency. Gerber Electric is licensed, bonded, and insured, so you'll feel comfortable trusting your electrical issue to them. At Gerber Electric, it's not just a job, it's a tradition. Tired of fighting ants, termites, and other pests in and around your home? Call Richard at All Pro Exterminating. With over 20 years local experience, he's got the knowledge and the tools to handle your problem. All Pro Exterminating, 913-367-7729.
KAIR is your local sports authority. On the air at 93.7 FM, online at mscsports.net. Bringing you play-by-play coverage of your favorite high school teams, and still your voice for the Benedictine Ravens. For local sports, it's always KAIR.
Good evening, and thank you for joining us right here at Hot Country 93.7. I'd like to tell you a little bit about the upcoming sports schedule. Coming up tomorrow, we've got Benedictine College Ravens action as the Ravens are on the road in Oskaloosa, Iowa, taking on William Penn. Join us at 2 p.m. for the women's game. The men should take to the court sometime right around 4 p.m. Next Wednesday brings us back to Benedictine College as they are playing host to Evangel. 5:30 is the scheduled tip-off for the women's game. The men should take to the games floor sometime right around 7:30. I'll be back in just a moment with a good look around the area with the scores as I have them.
Whether it's a breakfast sandwich to start your morning off right, a sub with chips, drink, and a cookie to help you power through the afternoon, or footlongs for a family dinner, Subway has it all. And it's never been easier to get your Subway. Order online or through the Subway app, and they'll have your meal ready when you arrive. Subway, under the 5th Street Viaduct in Atchison.
For all the 4-H participants, Blair Feeds wants you to win that blue ribbon with our Show Pig products. Start with our Show Pig grower. Its high energy level combined with the balanced amino acid level will maximize lean muscle growth. Then at 125 pounds, switch to Show Pig Finisher to further achieve genetic potential in your Show Pig. Call us at 367-2310 for more information or stop by 1000 Main Street to pick up all your Show Pig needs.
I have a few finals to report in girls basketball from around the area. It was Washington County 42 over Linz 34. Sabetha topped Ottawa with a final score of Sabetha 43, Ottawa 38. Clifton Clyde beat Axtell, with the Clifton Clyde ladies coming in at 45, Axtell 33. Centralia beat Donovan West 57-35. It was Hiawatha over Lafayette with a final score of Hiawatha Lady Red Hawks 46, Lafayette 36. And in the Hanover Valley Heights game, at the end of the first, it's Hanover 7, Valley Heights 5. In the game that you listened to earlier here at Hot Country 93.7, we had the Valley Falls boys at 62 points over the Rossville Dogs 46. And in the JCN Oskaloosa game that you're listening to right now, it's JCN 30, Oskaloosa 18. I'll be back in just a moment with a good look at that weather eye forecast.
Winter weather got you down? Need a little vitamin D boost to get you out of your slump? Get your tan on at Snap Fitness. You don't have to be a Snap Fitness member to take advantage of their great tanning deals. With three tanning beds, appointments are available from 10 to 1 and 2 to 6 Mondays through Thursdays, and 10 to noon on Fridays and Saturdays. Call 913-367-1511 to schedule and get your tan on at Snap Fitness, 409 Commercial in Atchison.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu, the local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
Here is your Hot Country 93.7 forecast. Lows dip down to about 20 tonight, under cloudy skies, southwesterly winds, 5 to 10 miles an hour. Mainly sunny skies and calm tomorrow. High temperatures reach up to 42. Lows level off around 27. Tomorrow night, partly cloudy skies. Mainly sunny and dry. Sunday, clouds on the increase by Monday. Low 40s, Sunday. Low 50s by Monday. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford.
And this is Joseph Kerr for Hot Country 93.7. It's 21.9 degrees Fahrenheit in North Atchison. The wind is out of the northeast at 2 miles per hour. The relative humidity, 54%. The barometric pressure sitting steady at 30.35 inches of mercury. The dew point is 8 degrees Fahrenheit. And our current wind chill is 21 degrees out there. We'll be returning to Tom Couts courtside in just a couple of moments.
When you need a doctor, you choose the best. So when choosing one for your family pet, why have him just treated when you can have him treated like family at Westside Veterinarian Clinic? Dr. Walls and his friendly staff make it easy to get started and keep your pet healthy year-round. So for your special pet, choose Dr. Walls at Westside, located on 286 Road, just past Heritage Tractor. Call them at 913-367-0456. Westside Veterinary, where caring is their specialty.
Your car is a complex machine filled with the latest technology. It needs quality service to keep it running right. By taking your car or truck to Lewis Chevrolet Buick in Atchison, you will have a peace of mind knowing your vehicle will be maintained and repaired by highly trained professionals. The Lewis Chevrolet Buick Service Department stands behind their work with a guarantee you will feel good about. So bring your vehicle into the people who understand it best. Lewis Chevrolet Buick, great cars and great service. Call them at 913-367-3000 or stop by 314 Woodlawn in Atchison.
Peru State College, Nebraska's first college, is investing in your success. Peru State College offers one tuition for all, as well as free academic support for all students. Peru offers online classes as well. Peru State College, investing in you. With Peru State College, get your degree online or on campus. Peru State College, investing in you, because at Peru State College, you can get your degree online or on campus. Get a higher education at Peru State College.
Thanks for listening to the Amberwell Health Halftime Show on your local sports authority, Care Radio 93.7. We now return to the gym for second half coverage of your feature game.
And we welcome you back again to Oskaloosa. Home of the Oskaloosa Boys Invitational Tournament. The second half about to get underway. Possession to the Bears as the third quarter begins. Welcome back, everybody. Joseph, back in the studio. Well done, as always, with that halftime and taking care of our great listeners. The ball inbounds. It's going to be stolen by J.C., and here come the Chargers up the court. A lot of reaching and pushing. This game could have about 30 second-half fouls, and there's going to be the first one. This is going to come over. Got Oskaloosa there. Let us say aggressively pursuing the basketball. That foul is going to be the third for Cord Perry, and he was in the game for almost 17 second-half seconds before he comes back out with that third foul. J.C. and in. McAfee pass into the middle for Fellkamp. It's going to be kicked out of bounds, and A.J. Kreutzer puts a toe to it. And back up again is going to come. Chargers. Out on top of the basketball is going to be Carson Worthington. The feed underneath. The shot. Up and in, Ryan Fellkamp. Ryan with 20 points now, and it's 32-18. 7:23 to play. Cross court to the right side, the drive down to the baseline, looking in. Cross court is going to come. Here's a three from the top, way outside, it's up and good. A.J. Kreutzer from the perimeter, 32-21. The Bears battling tough, hanging tight, within 11. A three-point shot by J.C. and will not go in for Carson Worthington. And on the rebound, kind of a collision and a Charger foul. Going to be the first foul of the night by Cole Burke, first foul of the second half for J.C. and Chargers at Grady Knoll with three, Carson McAfee two, Ryan Fellkamp two, Calvin Manville two, and Connor Kearns with two first half fouls. There's a collision, and we're going to get a blocking foul called on Jefferson County North. And this is going to be the third foul of the evening for Carson McAfee. And now Carson will exit for a little while, and Calvin Manville comes in. 6:47 to go. Inbound it comes, and way out on top with it. Oskaloosa baseline left. Another three drained. Van Houten has a dozen. Three free throws and three threes. Underneath the shot. It's up and good. Fellkamp for 2+1. Counting the bucket. The foul is going to be on Boyd. It'll be his third for Oskaloosa. And Ryan Fellkamp continues to roll here. 22 points plus. This free throw, not going to go in. So it is 34-24. Jefferson County North, 6:20 to play here in the third quarter. You got to give Oskaloosa just all the credit in the world. A beautiful backdoor pass, and a shot with the left hand is going to be off the window. Good for Oskaloosa's Kreutzer. He's got 9. Jeff North calls timeout. Let's take a break. 6:14 to go in the third quarter. Bears battling back. Jeff North 34, Oskaloosa 26.
Start your day with Taco John's breakfast, scrambler breakfast burritos, spicy chorizo breakfast burritos, potato ole scrambler, Mexican donut bites, cold brew coffee, and more. And wake up Wednesday mornings for meat and potato burritos, just $1.99. All that at Taco John's in Atchison. Bigger, bolder, better.
Minutes and 14 seconds to go in the third quarter here is the Jefferson County North Chargers looking to pick up a win here in the Oskaloosa Boys Invitational. Coming into the game tonight, JCN 7-3 overall, 7-1 in conference play. Chargers with the basketball and up top side with it. Working around the perimeter. It's going to be Calvin. Manville between the circles. Back over to the left to Worthington. Long cross court pass. Driving in. Grady dishes back. 15 footer. Fellkamp, no. Rebound is on the floor and it's going to go out of play to Oskaloosa. As they come into the game tonight, Oskaloosa, well, they haven't had a whole lot of luck through the course of the season. They've battled and kind of had a hard time. They are 1-9 coming into the game tonight. And they show that they are a good team. And they battle hard, and tell you what, you got to give them a lot of credit for the way they go. Here's a runner in the lane. It's up and good, and two more for Kreutzer. 7 in the quarter, 11 in the ball game for AJ. 34-28. It is now a two-possession game. The shot for the right side by Jeff North is up, no good. The rebound, Burke comes back out on top. Worthington, 3, no. Rebound, out of bounds. It is Oskaloosa basketball. Oskaloosa lost to JCN, I mean, days ago, on the 14th. Like, a, you know, 10 days ago. And they lost by 55-26 number. Well, that's not going to happen tonight. It's 34-28 right now. And Oskaloosa down only 6 has the basketball. They'll kick it off on top. Working it outside is going to be Gunnar Rockhold. Down to the baseline. A three-pointer from there is going to be short. Pollard for the rebound. Here comes JCN. Flying up the floor with it. Charges coast to coast. A shot off the rim. 1, 2, 3 times. And then falls in. To the delight of the Charger fans. Count the bucket plus one, and the foul is going to be on Oskaloosa's A.J. Kreutzer. But for A.J., it's only his first foul of the ballgame. Team fouls are now 3 for Oskaloosa, 2 for Jeff North here in the second half. Chance at a three-point play for Calvin. And this one off the rim twice. That free throw does not go in. 36-28, Jeff North. 4.5 to play here in the third quarter. Oskaloosa at home. And they're invitational tonight, and they are doing a great job. Got it up top side, little crossover to the top of the key again. Driving in is Van Houten, and we're going to get a blocking foul. It's going to be Grady, and he has now picked up number 4. So for Jeff North, Grady Noel, the sophomore, has 4 fouls. Oskaloosa putting in a play right in front of Coach Jeremy Rockhold and their bench. The ball comes into the block, and then it's going to be lost out of bounds down to the baseline. Little mishandling of the basketball on the inbound pass, and Jefferson County North will put it in the backcourt, and what they're going to find is no defense. Oskaloosa is going to drop down into the 2-3 zone down to the offensive end. 4:14 to go in the third quarter. Now JCN undefended. Just travels with the basketball, and they're going to turn it over. Grady will come out of the game with those 4 fouls, and back in for Jeff North is going to come Connor Kearns. Connor hit a big 3 back in the second quarter for his only points of the night. We're now down to 4 minutes, midway in the third quarter. 36-28, Jeff North in front. They have led throughout. Oh, there's a drop of the shoulder, and that's an offensive foul. Anytime you drop that shoulder and go in, Calvin Manville springs back to his feet, but that was a good call by the official who is right on the spot, and that will be the 4th foul for Gunnar Rockhold. Gunnar, the first player for Oskaloosa to pick up 4 fouls, and now he's going to come out. So many fouls here tonight. Here comes Jeff North. JCN and Carson Worthington to Feldkamp at the free throw line. Back over to the left. Calvin will set sail for 3. Nope. Feldkamp, good hustle to recover the ball, and he'll stop on the edge. They'll lob it back on top again, around to the left side. Worthington straight away hits the 3. Pretty shot, Carson Worthington. That is his first field goal of the game. He had 3 points already, but that was on 3 of 4 at the free throw line. 39-28. JCN takes the double-digit lead back for only a moment. As a shot by Kreutzer for 3 more. 39-31. They're going to give him 2 for that? I'll fix that. Turnaround shot by Jeff North, no good. So they apparently only give him 2. So it's 39-30. And I'm going to fix AJ's scorer line right there. Charger shot is up. No. And over the back for a rebound. It's going to be Jeff North in 3 fouls on Calvin. Speaking of 3 minutes to play in the third quarter, 39-30. Pass down to the left side, batted away for a brief moment by Pollard, but Oskaloosa is able to recover the basketball, and they'll dish it up top side to Josh Rowe. Back over to the left to Van Hout. They're all freshmen and sophomores out there now. Shot rejected by Veldkamp. Up the floor they come. Players all over the floor. People falling over players on the floor. It's like a hockey game when one guy goes down and everybody just tumbles over them. Or anyway, we're going to get a timeout taken, and they're going to sort this out. Taking a break because of 2:37 to go in the third quarter. Lots of basketball to go, and it's a pretty good game. Jeff North, 39, Oskaloosa, 30.
What do you say about a bank that's been in business for 165 years? That it's strong, stable, and secure. It's a bank that stays ahead of the times, offering the latest in technology, products, and services. It has a great staff, offering the best of the best in customer service. If you're looking for that kind of bank, come see the staff at Exchange Bank and Trust.
Exchange Bank and Trust. Community-minded, that's my bank.
As we return, Jefferson County North puts the basketball in play. They lead in the game 39-30. 2-3 zone being employed by Oskaloosa. To the left side, Pollard for three, too strong, and the rebound is going to be lost out of play. Touch last by Jeff North. It'll be Oskaloosa basketball. Big third quarter for the Bears. A.J. Kreutzer, 9 points here in the third quarter, 13 in the game, leads his team. Still 39-30, 2 minutes to go in the third. For Oskaloosa, plenty of time to mount a comeback, but you just really can't afford to take any steps backward, really. They'll have it up top side, dish it over into the corner. JC continues to play their man defense. That's Coach Kramer's pick. Here's his three-point shot missing, and Veldkamp, who's so tall and athletic in the middle, just dominates the boards, pulls down that rebound. Chargers back up the floor with it, and round out on top, Connor Kearns. Veldkamp at the free throw line with his back to the rim. Kicks it over to the right wing. Out there is going to be Calvin Manville. Minute and a half to go in the third quarter. Back out on top, Worthington. The defense falls off in the zone, and he comes up and drops in three more. Big shot, Calvin Worthington. Or excuse me, Carson. Carson Worthington. 42-30. And an offensive foul off the ball. Wow. So for Oskaloosa, it is foul number two by Coy Perry. Coy did not score in the first quarter, had three in the second, has not scored yet again here in quarter number three. Minute 11 to go, third quarter. Here's Jeff North. Right side, Manville. Gives it off on top. Worthington almost shot a really long three, and it didn't do it. Now here's a three from the left side. It's up and in. How about the shot by Connor Kearns, and he's got a half a dozen. It is 45-30. And we're in the last minute of the third quarter now. Oskaloosa had cut that gap, and JC in back-to-back threes has pushed it quickly to 15. For Oskaloosa, it's going to take a great comeback effort here. A little mishandling of the ball. The double team comes up, nearly steals it. They'll dish it over the left. The step down to the baseline. The fall away two, no. And rebound down, Jeff North. Kearns comes up with the ball. Gets it down court to Veldkamp. 15 seconds to go in the third. Out on top, it's going to be Worthington. Chargers going for the single shot. 10 seconds down, nine. Worthington on top. Goes left side again. Calvin to Worthington for three. Nope. Rebound Veldkamp. It won't roll into the buzzer. We go to the fourth quarter here in Oskaloosa. Your score, Jeff North, 45, Oskaloosa 30.
Dr. Sean McCool and Dr. Christine McCool at Cedar Ridge Veterinary Clinic have over 20 years experience handling both emergency and routine care for your animals, large and small. Specializing in small animal knee surgery, reproduction, and orthopedic and soft tissue surgery. For more information, visit their website at cedarridgeveterinaryclinic.com or call them at 913-367-3600. Cedar Ridge Vet, customizing care to meet the needs of you and your pet.
scoring recap from three quarters of the way through the game for Oskaloosa. Lions are up and led by A.J. Kreutzer with 13 on his heels. Trenton Van Houten with 12, falling dramatically then to Coy Perry's 3 points and two for Trace Kessinger. For Jefferson County North, Ryan Feldkamp doing what he does, 22 points, lighting it up, a 9-point game so far for Carson Worthington. Half a dozen for Connor Kearns. Calvin Manville with 5 and 3 tonight for Carson McAfee. Out of the four, Jeff North is going to be starting Kearns, Worthington, McAfee, Pollard, and Feldkamp. For Oskaloosa, it will be Perry and Perry. And let's see, who else do I have up there? Josh Rowe. I forgot Josh is out there right now. You've also got Kreutzer. He's been the good one out there, having a great game. Then the shot is up and in. Two more for Feldkamp. He's at 24, 47-30. And I'm looking around to get that fifth guy. Oh, yeah, it's going to be Gunner back out there, Gunner Rockhold. A couple of these guys have some foul issues, too. Pass over to the right side is going to get away. It'll be J.C. Inball. Chargers have the ball, now leading by 17, and are certainly in command of the fourth quarter in this game. Crowd has thinned a little bit with 7:25 to play. On the left side, McAfee back over to the right. Back to McAfee, and they're going to call him for a travel. We go back the other way to Oskaloosa. Bears in the traveling blue here tonight. Oskaloosa trying to get a substitute in, but did not get to the scorer's table quickly enough. And into the forecourt, here come the Bears. 7:11 to go in the game. 47-30, Jeff North out front. Bounce pass over to the right side to Cord Perry. Cord dishes it off on top. Kreutzer tries to go into the middle. There's no room for him there. Gets it back out to Rockhold. He'll just launch a three and hit it. Gunnar Rockhold said, well, we're not going to fool around with this. I'm just going to score. It's 47-33. And we get another timeout, this one for Oskaloosa. Taking a break with the Bears. 7 minutes to go. Chargers 47, Oski 33.
Whether it's normal automotive maintenance like oil changes and wiper replacement, or more serious repairs like starters and alternators, Atchison Auto Parts is your local stop for everything you need to keep your vehicle running at peak performance. Locally owned and operated, you'll recognize the car guys behind the counter, and they'll get you the right part. They carry a line of diesel engine parts, including turbos, injection pumps, and injectors for Duramax, Cummins, and Powerstroke engines. Atchison Auto Parts, your independent Napa dealer at 424 Woodlawn Avenue in Atchison.
To be exact, to go in the game. Jefferson County North being led off the bench by Carson Worthington and Carson Mack. Jason is going to have Connor Kearns out there with Ryan Feldkamp and Lawrence Pollard. That's right to left out on the floor. Officials taking time. One official is over here talking to Coach Rockhold, and they seem to all be on the same page now. So here we go. It will be Carson Worthington. They'll lob it down to the right side, just outside the block to Feldkamp. Puts it on the court one time, looks in the middle, no room. Skip pass comes back out behind him and up to Kearns. Right side, it's going to be McAfee. 6.5 minutes to go. McAfee to Pollard. JCN out on top. Here's a three. Feldkamp just squares up topside and throws down three more. 27 points, Ryan Feldkamp. 50-33, Jeff North. And as they dive into the lane, the ball is dislodged. Pulled back down by Jeff North. Chargers will walk it back up. Here comes McAfee into the forecourt. Carson, little left-hand dribble. Now back over to the right. Kicks it over to Worthington, around to the right they go. Back into the player defense, shifts Oskaloosa. They feed in the middle, and shot is up for Feldkamp, too soft. Gets his own rebound, pushes it back on top, and McAfee's very clever, doesn't like to follow the shot up. His team's leading by 17 with 5-something to go. He says, we'll bring it out on top and work this again. And as Worthington attacks the baseline, he gets fouled. Going to be the first foul of the ball game for Trenton Van Houten for Oskaloosa. Most players with a lot of fouls. Trenton had none until that play, but he will put Jeff North and Worthington at the free throw line. He's 3 of 4 at the free throw line. Puts the first shot up and in. One more shot, and that one will be a little bit short. Carson Worthington, 10 points now, and it's 51-33. Oskaloosa Van Houten, he'll just come down, pull up three, and score it. Trenton Van Houten, he has been outstanding tonight. 51-36, Van Houten with 15 points tonight. Four threes and 3 points at the free throw line. Here's McAfee. Shows great ball handling skills and also good leadership as he feeds it into the middle. And Veldkamp goes up for two more. 29 for Ryan. 53-36. Here's another three launched for Oskaloosa. And another one goes in. What a shot by Kreutzer. And he's at 16 points now. 53-39. No give up in this Oskaloosa team. Chargers into the lane. And as the shot goes up, we get an offensive foul called. So for Connor Kearns, an offensive foul will be his third foul tonight. And he will come off the floor, and Grady Knoll comes back in. Grady's got four fouls. We'll see if he can get to the end of the game. 4:35. Into the forecourt with the right side. Oskaloosa against player defense all the way to the baseline, and they're going to wave off the shot. And here's what Oskaloosa's done. They've decided just to ramp up this offense. They are coming into the game. They are attacking the basket. Ryan Veldkamp coming over and was forced to pick up his third foul of the evening. Team fouls are even at 6 apiece, and at 4:29 to go, both teams go into the bonus. Now a skip pass over to the right side. It's going to be reached in on and stolen away by Jeff North. Carson Worthington coming up with a stealing. Will bring it up before himself. Worthington over on the left side, guarded by Cord Perry. Comes off the screen by Pollard, out on top. Veldkamp back over to the right side it comes, and Grady will get it back to Lawrence. Left side, McAfee. The defender reaches around him to knock it away, and the official is standing right beside him. You can hear the slap all the way here to the top of the stands. Two fouls now on Van Houten. And I mentioned, going into the bonus, well, that's exactly what happens here is Carson McAfee is at the line 1-1. Free throw, yeah! 4 points now for Carson McAfee. Takes a look over at coach, says, okay, I'll just, when we put this in, well, he tried, didn't quite go down. 54-39, JCN. Inside 4 minutes to go now. Coming into the lane. No defense stepped up, and then the shot missed out of bounds. It's going to go back to JCN. Chargers made a mistake on defense there. Nobody stepped up to pick up the ball handle. We got another technical. I missed that one. Oh, the official says he kicked the basketball. So we will walk to the other end of the floor, and that is going to be the fifth foul tonight for Oskaloosa and Cord Perry. So Cord is going to foul out with 3:50 to go and not have scored a point tonight. First free throw, uh-uh. Second free throw, yes. Ryan Veldkamp will get one of the two. Last time they were up there, they had McAfee shoot the free throws. They had Ryan put those in. 55-39. 3:50 to play. I'm going to need to verify with the official score how many fouls called in this game tonight. And there's another one. We're going to have a blocking foul on JCN. That was on first foul of the night for Lawrence Pollard. 3, 7, 10, 11, 14, 15, 18 so far on JCN. 5, 7, 10, 14, 17. So we've had 35 fouls called already in the game. Two technicals in there. Now the ball's going to be stolen back by Oskaloosa. 3.5 to go. They'll force up a shot. They won't drop in. Rebound struggled for. Grady Noel will clear it down. Here comes Jefferson County North. Grady into the forecourt with it. Slows up and needs a little help. Gets it over to McAfee on the right side. Everybody's above, all 10 players above the free throw line. And Coach Tanya Kramer says, give me a timeout here. I just want to tell my guys how we want them to finish this game out. 3:10 to go here in Oskaloosa. Jefferson County North 55, the Bears 39.
Have you met your local Farmers Insurance agent, Sandra Trumpeter? She proudly serves Atchison County families and businesses and is ready to review your existing policies or provide a no-obligation quote today. Call Sandra Trumpeter Agency at 913-367-3232 or stop in today at 312-COMMERCIAL to get smarter about your insurance. Again, that's Sandra Trumpeter Agency at
913-367-3232. We are Farmers. Bum, ba-dum, bum, bum, bum.
Ten left in tonight's second game here on CARE Radio. 55-39, Jefferson County North. They've led throughout. In fact, they started off in front 11-0. And since that time, things haven't really changed much. Now they're up by maybe 16, but Oskaloosa has really not lost a lot of ground. And now, as Feldkamp drives the baseline, he gets a little push in the back. Hits the shot anyway. Foul is going to be on Kreutzer. You're going to count the bucket and one. AJ's second foul. That's going to be 18 fouls on each team now. The free throw. Good for Feldkamp. 22. 33 now. Ryan Feldkamp. And a pass to the middle, batted away. Now it's rolling up the floor like a soccer ball, and players dive for it, and is everybody okay? This is going to walk up, and is that another foul called? It is going to be a foul called on Oskaloosa's Coy Perry. Now that'll be 19 fouls by Oskaloosa. Or no, it's not going to be on Coy. It's going to be on Lawrence. So it's still 18 there and 19 on JCN. The free throw is up and no good. Rebound out of bounds, and here comes Jefferson County North. 2:44 to go. I think that scoreboard is not right. It says 58-9. I suspect that's not correct. 2:30 to play. Here's a one-handed runner by McAfee. No. Rebound tipped out Feldkamp, kicks it off on top, and safely in the hands of Carson Worthington, JCN resets its offense. 58-39. Back over to the right side, never going to have a foul off the ball. Bishop comes over. It is going to be on Feldkamp. That is his fourth. 58-39 with 2:23 to go, and are we shooting here? And the officials will have a little conversation as to whether it's a shooting foul or whether it's an offensive foul that player control that will not. And that's going to be the case. So no free throws coming out of this. And now we're at 20-18. We're going to get to 40 fouls, I think. 2:15 to go in the game. One of the few questions left in this contest. Back out topside with the basketball is Oskaloosa. It's going to be Rockhold. He'll hit the three. Gunner. 58-42. Inside 2 minutes left now. JCN spreading it out a little bit. McAfee, right side. tries to feed it the middle to Feldkamp. He has to go back and retrieve it above the circle. Way up high it comes. JC and around to the left side. Gets it back to McAfee, who dribbles it off on top, travels with the basketball, and back again will come Oskaloosa. Minute 38 left. Chargers are going to get Connor Kearns back into the game. 58-42, Jeff North in the first eighth win of the season. Looking to go to 8-3. Oh, a beautiful play, and it's totally lost player underneath there. A.J. Kreutzer goes up, and he's got 18 now. And it's 58-44. In the forecourt, Carson. Worthington cuts right. Dishes over to the edge. Nicely saved over there by Calvin. The feed underneath. Feldkamp. Couple of head fakes later. Shoots, scores, gets it in one. Ryan Feldkamp. We're just going to start another line. Going to have to put a little extra sidecars on the scorebook for this line he's got tonight. 22. That's 35 there for Ryan. Free throw, no. 60-44. 1 minute to play. Oskaloosa, cross court, stolen. McAfee. He comes up. Kind of fends off the defenders. Gets into the forecourt, goes left side, and the Chargers were going to just run the clock out, and then we just, as soon as the ball comes into Feldkamp, way out, right in front of the bench, 2 feet from coach. Defender just comes up and fouls him, and Van Houten picks up foul four, and the free throw is good. To Ryan Feldkamp, another free throw. One more shot. Up and in. I've got 37 now for Ryan. Here's a three. No. Feldkamp rebounds. Half a minute to play. And again, I suspect that Jason is going to slow this thing down. And just let it run out. We'll see if Oskaloosa allows that. McAfee gets it to Feldkamp. He's got a foot in the center circle, way up high. The big guy, and now McAfee with it again on the right side. And they're just going to look around. Are they not going to foul? Doesn't look like it. Everybody standing, congratulating one another. Final score tonight, the Jefferson County North Chargers 62, Oskaloosa 44. We'll be back to summarize it for you right after this.
Thanks for listening to local high school basketball on CARE Radio 93.7. Stay tuned for post-game coverage featuring a game recap and your Bank of Atchison Player of the Game. That's coming up right after these messages from the Bank of Atchison.
There's nothing like a fresh new calendar year to get you thinking about goals and ideas. Hi, this is Chrissy Lumen of Union State Bank of Atchison, here to remind you, you can bring your ideas into any of our branches. Let's sit down and talk about what matters most to you as a new year arrives. From home loans to improvement projects or business expansions and ag loans, we are here for every new idea and adventure. Learn more at mybankusb.com, NMLS 654946, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
From early dinners with the family to post-game celebrations with the team, Atchison Dairy Queen Grill and Chill Burgers are the choice to fill your tank. Try the grill burgers and cheeseburgers as a combo with fries and a drink, or alone to savor the flavor. DQ Grill Burgers make happy taste good. Atchison Dairy Queen Grill and Chill at 10th and Skyway in Atchison.
Welcome back to Oskaloosa, where on their way to another nice win, the Jefferson County North athlete, Ryan Feldkamp, reaches the 1,000 career point mark, and JC and cruises to a 62-44 win. Recapping the scoring for you for Oskaloosa, Really great night for A.J. Kreutzer. 18 points, he had 15 for Trenton Van Houten. Following them, half a dozen for Gunnar Rockhold, three tonight for Coy Perry, and two for Trace. So that said, Jefferson County North, how about Ryan Feldkamp? He needed 20 to get to 1,000, so I guess to make sure he got it, 37 tonight for your Bank of Atchison player of the game, Ryan Feldkamp. That was just a remarkable, remarkable outing for Ryan. Double-figure scoring as well for Jeff North from Carson Worthington. He had 10. It was 9-9 for Carson McAfee, or rather 4-9 for Carson McAfee, 5 for Calvin Manville, and 6 for Connor Kearns. JCN at 8-3 now in the season. Oskaloosa moves to 1-10. Opening game tonight saw Valley Falls dispatch Rossville 62-46. Tomorrow here on Kent Radio, Benedictine basketball, the Ravens are going to be in Oskaloosa, Iowa. 2 o'clock for the ladies game and 4 o'clock for the guys. A couple of great teams in Oskaloosa, particularly the guys who are number 2 in the nation. So we encourage you to join us for those ball games. I want to thank you for having me join us here tonight. Till we greet you next time for Joseph. Joseph, fantastic work. As always, you knew that going in. Appreciate it, man, very, very much as always. Tom Counts here in Oskaloosa. So long, everybody.
Thanks for listening to local high school basketball on Care Radio 93.7. Keep up to date with game recaps and the latest sports schedule online at mscsports.net. This has been an MSC Sports production.